Live. We are launching into the third hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the show. You dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go, and the features are free. In fact, the main feature allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. Go to freetalklive.com, and you'll see in the main column there all of the stuff, all created by listeners like you. You get to go and submit whatever you want to our website. Other listeners vote on whether it's good or not. And then the most liked items will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So maybe you see a really cool YouTube video you want to share with our listeners, or you spot a news article that you think is really important, blog post that you enjoyed, you submit it to the site, other listeners vote, and maybe you'll get to the front page. So head on over to freetalklive.com, get interactive as we go back to the phones and the fun to Michael, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, the concept of an engineered economic collapse, I kind of wanted to get your guys' take on it.
Okay, go for it. Do you want to be more specific with what you mean?
Well, me personally, I think there's a good possibility that the government, whoever the powers that be, whatever, may be working towards something like that to control the population, you know, because you engineer some kind of major crisis, you can enact whatever controls to contain it.
Sure, just like the Patriot Act.
You don't think you have? You don't think they have enough controls at this point? I mean, when you look at these, I mean, the bankers got bailed out by the little people. It sounds to me that if it wasn't engineered in the sense that they expected everything to fail, at the very least, it's set up so that when the big business tycoons make mistakes, that the little people have to bail them out, so they have no motivation to not make mistakes.
The kind of way I see it is it's possible that could be something to it, but I don't see the end game, what they're actually, you know, what would be the purpose?
Well, I don't know if there's, certainly there are plenty of people out there that believe that what you're suggesting, that there's this, you know, cabal of people out there that is going to engineer this collapse, and maybe they're right. There may be some evidence for it. I mean, certainly you can look at the dollar itself. It is engineered to fail, I mean, because it doesn't have any kind of value backing it, and it's a one-size-fits-all government monopoly on currency through the legal tender laws. And you can look at the history of the U.S. dollar, and you can see that since they pulled the gold backing and the silver backing from it, it's dropped precipitously in its value. What is it, lost like 96% of its value in the last
97, 96, you know, something like that.
Several decades. So, I mean, you could claim that
90% in the last several decades, 96% since the inception of 1913.
Right. So you could claim that was, that they engineered that to fail, and that the people that are in charge of the Federal Reserve understand that the more money they print, the more that steals money from our pockets. And because that's what inflation is, it's inflating the money supply. It's not an increase in prices. An increase in prices is a symptom of inflation, not actually what inflation is. So when they inflate the money supply, that gives them more money with which they can spend with their politically connected buddies, like the folks in the military industrial complex and so on and so forth. So that allows them to actually transfer wealth from the productive people like us to the parasite class and their buddies in the corporate world. So all of that is certainly engineered, and they know exactly what they're doing.
If you were to build the Hoover Dam out of wood chips and peanut butter, like maybe you did it because it was a mistake, and maybe you did it on purpose in order to, you know, flood out people's homes so that you could get that property cheaply so that you could go in and put another dam in there and then have good property values. Who knows?
So, yeah, some would suggest that knowing all of this information, these elite types that are working the system, the people that are doing the business at the Federal Reserve, are trying to milk as much value from the economy as they possibly can before it all comes crashing in. I think there's some, I think there's some plausibility to that claim. When it will happen is another question and completely open to speculation. Obviously, they want to milk our pockets for as long as they possibly can get away with. Will they engineer some sort of calamity in which to seize more power?
I mean, once they take all the value away from the working class, then they won't have any other. I mean, we're their livestock, and they won't have any livestock to milk any further. So, you know, maybe they intend to do that. Maybe they don't. It's an unwise move.
So does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Sure.
Basically, I've got kind of an argument going with someone. I don't think coming up in the elections in November, let's say every incumbent, every Democrat, whatever, all of them got booted out and they were replaced entirely in a landslide by Republicans. I don't see that as being any different.
Absolutely.
I think they're all...
Absolutely. You are spot on. These are all members of the same thug caste, and they are all interested in controlling people's lives. None of those people, Republicans or Democrats, are interested, maybe Ron Paul accepted, in setting anybody free. And so you're absolutely right. Look at the history. You know, the Republicans had control back in, for several years.
2000 to 2006.
Yeah, and they made the government much larger than Bill Clinton ever could have possibly imagined in that
period
of time.
More than 60% growth.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right.
I appreciate your time, guys.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, which is why spending all of this time and effort and money and, you know, brain power on trying to, let's change, get those incumbents out of D.C. and let's put our boys in, is just going to be completely fruitless. It'll be good for the people that you've put into office, because then they'll be the ones that are politically connected, and they'll be
those sweet government paychecks and those sweet government pensions.
Yeah, the pensions, So,
how long do they have to be in there before they get themselves a pension? I don't even know.
As an elected representative, I think they get a pension right out the gate, don't they?
I don't know. I think it's like 10 years. I don't know.
No. As a representative, you get paid. I'm pretty sure you get a pension right out the gate.
It's not a good idea to try to think of what's reasonable when it comes to the government, though. It'd be reasonable if you're talking about some period of time, but you could very well be right. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's just... people keep spinning their wheels thinking that this time it's different. Now it's a pledge to America. Come on.
The plague on America.
The same.
I fell for that crap when they called it the contract with America, and I'm not falling for it again. And
are you falling for it?
I'm a little incensed that they're trying it again.
Well, people are falling for it again, right? Are
what
you
are
one of
options?
Them?
If you're the regular, you know as well as I do that the regular folks that aren't willing to pick up and move for liberty, that don't understand liberty in the same way that you and I do,
they don't have
any options.
You're right.
Your only option is to pick the Democrat or the Republican and go for them.
Well, you can pick neither and stay home and, you know, love your family or something.
Right,
like
and continue to expect to see your rights whittled away.
It's going to happen either way, right?
Each party has their own kind of little thing that they'll protect. The Republicans are obviously better on gun possession rights. The Democrats generally are better on, I don't know, certain other social issues.
I don't know.
Death penalty?
They're all just liars. I used to say that at least the Democrats will tell you the truth that they want more government. I think that's generally still a true statement. But the Republicans lie to your face. Oh, yeah, smaller government. What are you talking about? Where's the evidence? Ronald Reagan, their big small government guy that everybody touts and they cite quotations from, this guy was increased the size of government dramatically during his term.
More than 60% there, too?
Like 69% over the 8 years.
No, we had to do it to keep America safe.
Where is the evidence?
It's always their excuse.
It's nonsense. So the Democrats will lie about other things, though. The Democrats will lie about being anti-war. What?
And they'll lie about being for the little guy or the minorities.
Right. Or they'll lie about, you know, believing that you own yourself. It's nonsense. Nonsense. This guy, Barack Obama, is as much of a warmonger as George W. Bush. He is George Bush III.
And the Democrats are doing their own kind of pledge to America thing. By saying now that they're going to get out of Afghanistan. Well, this isn't working. Let's get out of there. Now take into consideration, people, it's September in an election year, and suddenly they've had a change of heart. You know, they called this Barack's war there for a while, but now it's a bad idea.
Sure.
I agree it's a bad idea, but I don't believe them.
Yeah, me neither. 1-800-259-9231, but Michael is absolutely right. Go ahead, kick them all out and put a new batch in, and you're going to get more of the same. That's it. And it's also unlikely that you're going to replace them. it's unlikely you're going to replace 20% of the incumbents.
Yeah, I mean, incumbents are tough to unseat.
It's a 90-plus percent incumbent re-election rate. More coming up. You take control. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, some of those features on our website include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken their photo or video, and they're validated, which means they show in the video or photo that they are listeners of this program, to show that they are listeners. We put them up on our website, call it the Shrine of Female Listeners, and you can get details over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI, their major sponsor of Free Talk Live. They, you'll know them because they're on the big blue box with the biscuit on the front. They're delicious and expeditious. You can see there. Banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right. Tickle CAI.
The big blue box with the biscuit?
Yeah, I know you don't listen to much NPR, but it's just a spoof joke.
I see. Well, anyway, Jason Osborne is awesome.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, so we continue. And by the way, he's moving out of his home in Ohio, making the trip here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which I think is pretty exciting.
So, yeah, it is, very much so.
So soon he'll be based here. All right, so we're going to continue with your calls. Chris is listening to WCHV in Charlottesville, Virginia. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, Mark and Ian. How are you all?
Howdy. What's on your mind tonight?
I have a challenge for you two.
All right.
It's not a very difficult challenge, but it is a challenge nonetheless.
Very good, sir.
I've joined a local Tea Party here in the area. And
how does one, before you get to your challenge, how does one join the Tea Party?
You just show up.
Oh, okay.
Basically, and look like, you know, you're involved.
There you go.
So it's, you know, like I try to do a little bit here and do a little bit there, you know, put some tape on the floor when the wire doesn't need to be tripped over and, you know, just stuff.
Yeah, that's what I think. I guess that's what we all do in these organizations.
Yeah, so it's, you know, my experience has been fairly positive. You know, I don't agree with the mass media portraying most of the people as being racist and bigots and things.
Okay.
I think it's just their idea of how to slow the movement down, and they're not doing a very good job of it, which is
good. It's the first thing that's always leveled at the Liberty community. The first thing that's said by somebody who wants to throw a monkey wrench in it is that they're bigots.
Well, don't be careful now, Mark. You almost sounded like you were labeling the Tea Party as the Liberty community.
Well, they are partially.
Some of them are. Some of the people there are. I went to the Tea Party once, so therefore I was part of the Liberty community attending the Tea Party. But I don't tend to. I don't tend, from what I understand of what I heard of the other speakers that were speaking there.
Some Tea Parties, are, some ways, and others, they're very diverse. They don't get their marching orders from anybody. So trying to paint them with a broad brush is,
Yeah, and painting them with a Liberty brush is certainly not accurate.
Well, it's not
this
inaccurate.
This is my challenge.
Okay, sure.
This is my challenge. And I hope that your listeners are that you have a lot of listeners tonight. I have been educating myself in order to try to help my country. And the way that I've been educating myself is by reading U.S. history, particularly around the time where, these men got together and tried to figure out how to thwart the monarchy and how to throw off the shackles of, divine right and all that type of government. And I personally, from what I've learned, I read two books. One is called A Patriot's History, and another one is called John Adams by David McCullough.
Okay.
And these two books are very thick, and they're easy to read, but they're very thick. And what I've learned, basically, is that these people that started our country, in my opinion, have a monopoly on how to keep people free. I don't think that anybody before them or anyone after them has come up with a better idea.
I don't understand what you're saying. They have the people who started the country have a monopoly on how to keep people free. Can you explain
exactly
that a little more?
They wrote the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
How did that work out?
Excuse me?
That hasn't kept anyone free.
Well, I think since the 60s and kind of since the 20s, progressives and people that have subverted the so-called establishment have really not paid attention to history, and therefore we are suffering. I believe that that's happening.
1913
really
was when the income tax. Hold on, hold on. 19. You can blame the hippies if you want, but 1913 was when the income tax came around.
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson was not very helpful. So the only thing is that our government schools. This is my challenge to the people that are listening. Go to the school boards in your community and force them by election to start teaching U.S. history around the time of the Constitution and start teaching the Constitution for 2 years They need to start teaching the kids for 2 years in high school, not a one-year class, a two-year class. First the history, and then delve into the Constitution. But and that, to me, is the challenge for everyone that's listening tonight.
I'm for it.
Go to your school boards and force these people.
You said this was easy?
Our kids.
You said this was an easy challenge?
Oh, it's great. It's very easy. All you got to do is stand up for yourself, just like these men did back in the 1700s.
they used violence, by the way. But, Mark, you wanted to respond.
First off, Chris, I'm for teaching the Constitution. I like the ideas of liberty being taught. And I would recommend another book to you called Conceived in Liberty by Murray Rothbard. It's Conceived in Liberty by Murray Rothbard. If you enjoy this kind of reading, then you'll enjoy that. But the idea that you're going to take one of these bureaucrats, some of these bureaucrats are dyed-in-the-wool socialists, and you're going to have them teaching the Constitution to your kids, because even if you do get the school board on board with it, many teachers haven't worked for a living.
They had to subvert things somewhere. We need to start subverting them.
Here's how you do it, Chris. Here's how you want to subvert things. You don't work through the system. If you want to subvert things, encourage people to, instead of trying to take over some political organization, as Mark says, even if you are successful with that, which will be incredibly difficult because you're going up against in partisan politics and political races, and you're trying to win seats on a political board, and then hopefully they will implement the policy you're looking for. In reality, it's very unlikely your vision will ever become some sort of political reality, especially when it's being implemented by bureaucrats. Which you have no control over how they actually implement your ideas. It's really just incredibly near impossible to do what you're talking about. If you want a real challenge, take your kid out.
I agree with you, sir.
Take your kid out of the government school and then teach him yourself.
I'm glad that the founding fathers did not agree with you, sir.
What do you mean?
They did not agree with what you're saying. That you can't fight the bureaucracy. That you can't overthrow the system by means of supplanting the power structure in a civilized way. They had to fight because the British came after us. We had to defend ourselves. Other than that, they did it in a civilized way by using their ideas and overthrowing this idea of the monarchy. These socialists will be overthrown by ideas. People have to stand up the same way that our founders did, have faith, and stand up.
But you're taking over a system that is inherently...
It may take 80 years, but we will...
I don't have that kind of time. You're talking about our kids here. You're talking about the youth of America, our sons and daughters. I don't have 80 years to wait. I need to make a move now. And the smart thing to do is to get your kids the hell out of the government school system. I thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
I think that, the first step towards what he's talking about is collecting in one area. Because there were cradles of liberty, Philadelphia and Boston and places like this.
Good start.
So, these things didn't start all over America at one time. New York was a fascist enclave from the beginning.
All right, more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. So enjoy those features you will find there, including our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the various different delivery options. We've got our updates, which come via email. We've got the Twitter and the Facebook. Head over to news.freetalklive.com and get on board. It's all free. So we were just talking with Chris in Charlottesville, and he has an idea. And I wanted to dig just a little further into that idea and talk about why it's really a waste of his time. His idea was, all right, well, you know, they're not teaching our kids enough about the Constitution, so we need to get in there, these local school boards, and we need to get our people elected, and we need to mandate that they have a 2-year Constitution class. And the reason that's not a good idea is because all you're trying to do, Chris, is take the reins of power from whoever currently has it and institute your particular vision of what should be taught over atop of all of the kids that are attending the government indoctrination centers. And different interest groups have been doing this particular tactic for, well, years. Some people want to have the Bible brought back into schools. Some people want to have sex education brought into schools. And some people want to have, you know, fill in the blank, this kind of reading type or math math learning type or...
Somebody doesn't like the Q-wordy keyboard. They want the Dvorak keyboard running. Everybody's got their plan, and that's what the school board is. The school board's a weapon to be wielded by the group with the most power. And, you know, even if in this case, this is a perfect example of how you're never going to be the government. So even if you do manage to get the Constitution classes into the public school system, then and teach your version of the Constitution, because I can tell you there's other people's versions too. They, you know, everybody in Washington D.C. with a Democrat, you know, that's a Democrat, they believe all their actions are constitutional too.
Obama's a constitutional scholar or something, right?
So you know, the proposition that you teach it from the angle that you believe that it came from, and there certainly were small government founding fathers, but Alexander Hamilton certainly wasn't one of them.
No.
George Washington wasn't particularly either. So, you know, when you, it's just, you want it taught your way, and I get it. I probably agree with the way that you want it taught. It's just that I think that the best thing is to protect your kid from the indoctrination you get at the public school, and that's what Ian's trying to say when he says get your kid out of it.
That's the control you have in this situation.
Right, that's the first and biggest control, but you still pay for the school, so if you want to go there and hassle the school board over what they're teaching, feel free. I just think that what you'll find at the end of the day is that the government apparatus is intended to mire you down and make things slow, and it's intended to be very difficult to change.
Like he said, 80 years. If it takes 80 years, we'll do that. Oh, my gosh, don't you have something else to do?
I hope I don't live in a country with public schools in 80 years. I think that's the problem. For the 1,000 people hacking at the branches, there's one striking at the root.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the root of this particular problem is the public school, but the root of the entire problem, of course, is the government entirely. So the problem is the government schools. And in some states, you know, they're more deeply rooted than others. Some states have constitutional requirements that there be a government school. New Hampshire doesn't, although its Supreme Court did rule about 15 years ago that it did, even though they just made words up. But that's the problem with the Constitution in general.
Right. And another problem here is that all you're trying to do is what everybody else is trying to do, and that is wrest control of this violent apparatus known as the state. Wrest control of it into your hands, in the hands of the people that agree with you. But you're not the only set of people out there that are trying to do that. That's one of the things that government is best at, is creating this violence, this tool, this gun in the room, and then saying, all right, whoever gets it. And then everybody jumps, and they jump at it, and they grab for it, and they push each other around, and they try to get their hands on it, and one guy gets his hands on it, and then another person takes control of it, and they're all wielding this violence against one another, and they end up turning, it's just this conflict that just goes on and on. So even if you are somehow successful at getting control of the local school board, you better believe the people that were in charge of it before you are going to redouble their efforts to take it back.
And you better believe that those people are getting a paycheck to do it. You might be going there in your off hours in order to lobby the school board, but once the teachers union and the teachers get wind that you're trying to change everything, they're going to be there. You know, these are the people that make the paychecks doing this, and this is what's so difficult, is fighting the bureaucrats, the people that make the money doing this. And this isn't to say that the founding fathers, you know, they fought the right fight or whatever. This is about what's practical and the best way to go about it. The founding fathers weren't fighting a government apparatus of any size. It's my understanding that the taxes that were levied, that were called the Intolerable Acts on the colonists, were 3.5% of their income. My God, I would pay anybody anything to live someplace where they've taxed me for 3.5% of my income.
Were the founding fathers trying to get a seat at the table with King George? Were they
tried, you know, for quite some time, but and also there's suggestions that some of them owed money. And the biggest problem was it was a colony. They had to trade all their stuff through England in order to be able to trade. They couldn't trade freely.
Mm. So it seemed to me that if you've got this big support network and you're ready to raring to go to run candidates to take over the school board and foist your vision of how things should be on everybody else, which I think is morally bankrupt in the first place. But if you've got that kind of support, why don't you all just pull your kids out of government school and have a tax revolt? If you've got the numbers that it takes to win the school board election, stop trying to force your ideas on other people and just withdraw yourself from it. Oh, but that's risky. Well, that would involve maybe losing your house or something like that. And, well, We wouldn't want to take risks like the Founding Fathers did. I mean, he was talking a good game about the Founding Fathers.
Fathers. A risk to being hung as opposed to just losing their homes.
Yeah.
And I guess you're right. I mean, you know, those are the risks that you're going to take. If 100 people in town decided that they were going to do a tax revolt on their property taxes, then, you know, that would probably send a message pretty quick to those that are in power.
Right.
If 1,000 did, and 1,000 is by no stretch the amount of people the Founding Fathers had. They had, the hundreds of years of revolutionary thought after the English Revolution during that was behind all this stuff.
Let's go to your phone calls. You take control of the airwaves. Dave in Humboldt out in the West Coast, KGOE. Hello, Dave.
Hey, you guys are doing a good thing. You act like you're still in a country that has a free speech. Commendable.
Well, we'll keep acting like it until they physically stop us.
Well, that's great. My main thing, so much that is so wrong now, but the main one is that big things, big corporate special interests have taken control over most of us, we the people, and the worst of them all is that they still own and control these electronic voting machines, and that isn't right.
Did you see the story about them putting Pac-Man on one of them?
Yeah, it was one of them were hacked recently.
Yeah, they
quickly, like within seconds.
Yeah,
somebody put Pac-Man on them.
Well, they can do whatever they want. There's many a little small precinct in this country that had 200-300 registered voters that delivered 5,000 or 6,000 votes to one party. Well, you say, well, surely that needs to be recounted. Recount? What's there to be recounted? It's just an electronic gadget there, you know? Well, I'm scared of it because I
agree. Absolutely. These things are terrible. You can't do a recount. You can't see what people wrote down. Even if they were to give a receipt, I don't trust them. What, everybody going to bring their receipt back on how they voted, and we're going to finally figure out? I mean, the proof has been made several times that these things have failed, that they have done a bad job in reporting votes, and people, that they've been hacked, and
just more proof.
Nobody cares. They're still there because it's easier for the bureaucrats to hijack an election.
It's just more proof that you're not going to vote your way to freedom because they're going to do everything they can to make to put things in your way.
We the people can be stupid and vote wrong, but I don't want Debo voting for me.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You could take control of the airwaves. They don't yet have the electronic voting machines, I don't think, anywhere in New Hampshire, do they?
No.
All right. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at silvercirclemovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find a lot of features there. Listening options are among them, and you can listen in via our broadband stream or our dial-up stream. You can also listen around the clock via our listen lines. All of these options I'm telling you about, the latest episode of Free Talk Live airs 24/7. So you can listen online, or if you've got a phone, it's not internet ready. As long as you can dial long distance, you can also listen to Free Talk Live that way. Plus, we've got some other alternative listening options, including satellite, free-to-air satellite. You can listen there. That's not 24/7 Free Talk Live. That's LRN.FM, but we do air live on satellite. Plus, our wonderful radio stations, over 80 of them from coast to coast, carry the show. And if your local station doesn't take Free Talk Live all six nights a week, well, you can ask them to. If they're already taking Saturdays, tell them thanks. Give a program director a call and tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live as much as he does, and then ask for some more. You never know. Your call might be what it takes to make it happen.
And that listen page, listen.freetalklive.com, is brought to you by Quality Rental. The folks over there at Quality Rental are such big fans of Free Talk Live that they wanted to sponsor that listen page so that they can bring the message of liberty to more people. And if you're having an event, whether it's a party or wedding or barbecue or church gathering, and you happen to be having it in southern New England, Quality Rental can help serve your needs. You can check their website at qualityrental.com.
All right, so we will allow you to take control of the airwaves. Andy is on with us, listening to Finger Lakes News Radio in Auburn, New York. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind, Andy?
Well, I called a while back, and I don't know, you guys are a little bit rude. You didn't believe that I use the post office.
Used it? I do.
I don't use email, and I like the post office, and it works just fine for me. But that's not what I called about.
So you're a Luddite.
Leave
what
it
does
alone.
That mean? I don't know what Luddite means.
Luddite was a movement in England in the 17th century of people that would go around destroying factories because they didn't like that new technology stuff.
Well, I think that there's a great virtue in principled abstaining from technology, but I don't think it should be removed altogether. I mean, I've gone for years without using a motor vehicle, just sort of as a social experiment.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, in other words, I mean, I don't think you guys are the only ones who exercise the walk the walk of your convictions. You know, a lot of people do that.
Of course, we're not the only ones.
Yeah, and. Anyway,
I would point out that the post office is funded by theft, and it's a communist organization. It costs the same amount of money to send a letter across town as it does to send it across the country. Do you think it costs the same amount of fuel to send a letter across town as it does across the country?
No, I guess it doesn't. But you know, I use it, and it works fine for me. But
so will email.
I just sent something through the post office, and it was sent back to me by the New Hampshire Supreme Court because it arrived, and the envelope had been torn wide open, and all of the contents had been taken out. Didn't work too well for me.
There's all kinds of abuses, and you know what? When you guys talk, I truly agree with like 90% of your criticisms of the abuses in our system. But
if you agree with us 90% of the time, you're crazy. Go ahead.
Well, but I don't agree with your solution.
Okay.
I mean, I think that it's the government does not have a monopoly, as you guys say. The government has a monopoly on the infrastructure and the things that it does run, like the post office and everything else. If you think that our government has a monopoly, then you have sort of a small world view, because we don't live in a country, we live on a planet. We live in a global community of humans.
Sure. Well,
and there's plenty
if
of other governments eager and willing to step in and take over if we don't want to run our government well enough.
You're right. The government has a monopoly on the given land area that it has. And by that terminology, all the governments on their given land areas have the monopolies in those areas.
The territorial monopoly, if you want to be more accurate.
If you are livestock for those in the government to milk and get whatever it is that they get out of you,
you are.
Then and you know, the evidence is that, in fact, all your labor belongs to them, and they let you get a portion of
it
back.
Well, we're not just the livestock. We are the farmers. I mean, we contribute.
What?
We contribute to the government. We vote. Why do you think the Tea Party
is gaining
so much steam? Why do you think the Tea Party is gaining so much steam? And they're going to make real changes. I mean, have you heard what's happening?
The Tea Party is gaining steam because they're the out-of-office party. They're the party that wants
the
to get in.
The hippies made real change. They got the voting age lowered from 21 to 18. Big whoop. You know, there can be a lot of action going around things, and it takes a very long time to change things. The government only changes after people actually change their minds about things.
Well, what I'm saying is participate. I mean, getting in there, getting in the mosh pit and fighting the fight to correct the abuses in our government instead of just taking your ball and leaving the playground or, you know, going
home. I don't like
and
fighting.
Saying, you know what I'm saying?
I don't fight.
I'm done fighting. I'd rather just live free.
I'm for peace, man. Thanks.
Well, I'm a liberal hippie, man. I'm for peace, too.
But
you
want to fight. You want to get in the mosh pit.
Like I said, I agree with 90% of your criticisms of the government, but I think our solution is the opposite of what you're doing. We have to get in there. We have to join
together. Your solution is one size fits all.
Stop these abuses.
Your solution says that I have to obey whatever your solution is, or you'll send some guy with a badge and a gun to force me to do it, right?
The system is the abuse. The system is abusive. You can't stop. As long as the system exists, people will continue to be abused. And that's because
we diverge.
Well, it's because you don't want to see the gun in the room, dude. It's
right.
Because you would like to pretend like you're peace-oriented, but yet you just said you wanted to join a mosh pit and fight people, and you're trying to fight
obviously
to take control of a system that is inherently violent,
dude. You know that was figurative.
Okay,
you know that.
Figurative, but it doesn't change. It's figurative, but that doesn't change that the government is an apparatus of violence, right?
Well, let me give you one example.
You did not address that.
Go.
You didn't address it. Address that. Is the government an apparatus of violence?
When it's being abusive, yes.
No,
no.
Abuses,
every single time it's
stop.
An apparatus of violence. Look, if the government's doing the right thing, because even if it's doing the right thing, it's going out and getting somebody, you know, that's committed a crime. They're using violence to do it. Now, when that violence is turned on somebody who hasn't done anything to harm them, then it's called aggression. And
well,
the government's all about aggression.
Right.
What?
When you guys have your community there and something really horrific flares up. Some let's say you guys do get your community off the ground and everybody's together on this thing. Somebody starts molesting children or something. What are you going to do about it without the threat of violence? Or somebody starts stealing other people's things.
You're confusing, Andy. You're confusing violence with aggression. And there's a big difference there. The molester is aggressing against that person, so it's entirely appropriate to use violence to separate them from the person they've aggressed against.
Right, you have to build up something that is capable of aggression and violence.
I've got something
in
People have those things in their closets at home. Don't worry.
Thanks, Andy, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The government is an aggressive organization. I think that's an important clarification here.
Yeah.
Maybe we were using the wrong term.
I should have said aggressive.
Yeah.
But, you know, even if you're sending the cop out to get the robber, who paid the cop?
Right.
Well, everybody has to pay the cop.
What if I don't like
the robber.
Service?
The robber robbed the bank.
Yeah.
The bank should be paying the cop to go get the robber.
What if I don't like their service and I don't want to pay for their services anymore? I don't want their services. Oh, well, you still have to pay. And if I don't pay, well, then they're going to come try to take my house from me. And if I don't want to leave my house, they're going to shoot me. There's violence behind there's aggressive violence behind every one of their government programs. Darren is on the line. Darren in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
The issue of non-voting is on my mind. I think it came up about a week or so back, and kind of wanted to defend it a little bit.
Okay, well, you've got just a very little bit of time here, unfortunately, and if you want to get in a little more detail, maybe Monday night will be a good night for that. But go ahead.
Okay, the major point I see about non-voting is voting is a way of training people to support the government, to feel like they're part of it. Maybe not, you know, us libertarians, but the masses out there. And what's one thing that would be good to take away from the government is that means of control.
But not voting is going to have anything. How many people do you have to get on board in order to take away this voting thing away from the people and the government or whatever?
Well, I can't really give you numbers.
Can you give me a percentage? Can you give me an approximate percentage? Just go in increments of 5. So that gives you a choice between 0 and 100% of the population.
I don't know. I would say maybe if we can get the voter participation down to 10-15%.
That's where it is. The local elections are all about, and they're still running your local government, aren't they?
What matters, Darren, is whether or not people obey the government, not whether they vote. And I thank you. You can call on Monday night. We can talk more about it at that time. Would look forward to that at 800-259-9231. But you can't call that number now because we're done, at least for tonight. But we've got a live Sunday edition that is internet only, so don't forget to join us for that tomorrow night, or join our other co-hosts for that, because they'll be hosting it tomorrow night at 7 Eastern at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.